This is the road to the Latino vote, La Ruta del Voto Latino. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, linking ethnic media and public radio. Reporter Diego Graglia is on the road from New York City to Mexico City, talking to Latinos about the issues and the candidates in this year's presidential election.
I'm Diego Graglia in Kingston, North Carolina. I'm with Juvencio Rocha Peralta. He is the president of the Association of Mexicans in North Carolina. There are a lot of Latinos in eastern North Carolina, right?
Yes, there are. Demigration in eastern rural North Carolina begins in the mid-70s, and we have seen an increase over the years.
And you were among the first to arrive here?
I would say yes. It was one of the few immigrants, that arrived in this part of the state. And they arrived into eastern North Carolina in the 1980s.
What do people from Latin America who live here do for a living?
Majority of the Latino population in this part of the state, they do agriculture work, factory work, and also they do a lot of the hog industry, chicken industries, and all those.
We hear very little about Latinos who live in rural areas of the United States. Right now, with the presidential election coming, what are the issues that concern them the most?
I would say the three priorities for the Latino community is immigration reform, education, and also economics.
Why?
Because, first of all, in immigration, we haven't had an immigration reform in the United States over 20 years ago. We need to have an immigration reform to try to legalize all these individuals here with no documents. Second, education, we've seen a growing of the Latino population that they don't have access to education, especially to higher education. And the dropout rate within the Latino community is extremely high. So I think we need to give them opportunity to continue with the education. Third thing is the economics. Economics in the state of North Carolina, especially rural North Carolina, has dropped. Right now, the unemployment rate is almost 6%. We haven't seen a high percentage of unemployment since about 5-6 years ago.
Do the Latinos in the area care about this election, and are they informed about the candidates?
They are informed about what's going on in the elections, but they're not well informed about what is the process. That is going to take a lot of effort and a lot of work from organizations and for the electoral groups to get those individuals to go to polls.
Do you think Latinos here are ready to vote for a black candidate?
I think I would say yes. The reason I say yes, because the migration in North Carolina are more a fourth generation migrations, and they link more into what this candidate is talking about.
Do you think Latinos are, in a way, hopeful following Obama's discourse?
Yeah, I think the expectations for Latinos are very high for this individual. I mean, it's going to be very disappointing if this candidate doesn't follow through the promises that he made to the immigrants in North Carolina.
I'm Diego Graglia with Juvencio Rocha Peralta in Kingston, North Carolina. For more on the road to the Latino vote, La Ruta del Voto Latino, you can visit newyorktomexico.com.
The Road to the Latino Vote is produced by Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.